Thank you, John. It's really good to see all of you here today. And I'm going to start by asking you a few questions. You don't have to answer these out loud, but do think about what your honest answer would be. Would you rather be rich or poor? Would you rather be famous or a complete unknown? Would you rather be powerful or weak? Would you rather other people were impressed by you or unimpressed? Would you rather be the most important or the least important? I think for many of us, if we're honest, we'd automatically go for the first option in many of those cases. Not many people aspire to be weak, unnoticed, and unimportant, do they? And yet, that seems to be what the reading that Louise just read to us is telling us to do, doesn't it? It tells us to think of ourselves the way that Jesus thought of himself, to put other people first, to humble ourselves, to not enjoy status and privilege that we are entitled to. And actually, that is really hard to do, because all through life, we're encouraged to do our best. We're encouraged to work hard, to do well, to make a success of our lives. So why would Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, tell them to do the complete opposite? How is this leading a good life? Well, let's have a look together and see if we can see a way in which this could possibly be a good thing to try and live out. Because what Paul is talking about is pride. Pride and humility. I'm going to introduce you to two people, and we will compare and contrast them. They've just appeared on your screens. I call them Proud Dude and Humble Dude. Now let's think about them and what they're like as we perhaps add some features to them. Let's start by drawing in some eyes. Proud Dude likes to only look at himself. Occasionally he sees other people, but when he does, he sees their mistakes, their weaknesses and their failures. It makes him feel even better about himself. Humble Dude sees God first and then others. He knows that people matter to God, so he treats them with dignity, with worth and with respect. Of course, they need a mouth. Proud Dude uses his mouth a lot. He boasts about himself constantly. He's always telling us how good his grades are, how amazing he is at sport, how he's one of the most popular students and so good looking. He complains about other people and he talks about them behind their backs. Humble Dude uses his mouth a lot too, but he talks about how amazing God is and what God's done for him. He boasts sometimes, but, you know, he boasts about other people. He says things like, "Oh, wow, did you see Sue's art project? It's amazing. I can't believe she draws that well. You've got to see it. She's just incredible. What a gift." See, Humble Dude uses his words to encourage everyone. Let's draw in the ears. Proud Dude hates to be told what to do. He doesn't like to hear that he's wrong. He doesn't like to hear that he's wrong about anything. So he starts fights and arguments when he's corrected. Humble Dude realizes that he sometimes makes mistakes. So he hears people out and he apologizes for sin. Okay, time for the hands. Now you're going to see that I've given Proud Dude some boxing gloves for his hands because he is always causing fights whenever he doesn't get what he wants. He's always challenging others. He's always trying to prove that he's better. Humble Dude has empty hands outstretched towards others. Humble Dude honors other people above himself. He's peaceful. He's considerate. He makes people happy. And of course, feet. Proud Dude often stamps his. He demands his own way. He thinks he deserves to be served and to be respected. In contrast, Humble Dude uses his feet to serve to seek out other people, to go where he can see a need. He helps people without being asked. Now, both Proud Dude and Humble Dude have lots of people in their lives. Friends, family, teachers, church family. We've represented them just by a little group of figures around each of them. And I'm going to ask you a question now. Do you think that Proud Dude gets along with all those people? Do you think he makes them happy? Do you think that they want to stick around and be with him? I've seen a couple of heads shaking. No, I don't think so either. I think that Proud Dude is more likely to drive people away because pride is a source of destruction. It destroys everything. Friendships, relationships, even yourself. Pride ends up all alone. Humility, however, builds relationships and keeps relationships because people feel loved and valued. So which of the two do you think is likely to be happier in the long run? Which of the two do you think God would want us to be like? I think it's Humble Dude. And actually, when I look at Proud Dude standing there on his own and Humble Dude surrounded by friends, even though I know it is hard to live that way, it is hard to be humble and to put other people first, I would actually rather be like him than be like Proud Dude. The theme for our service today is living, and the reading that Louise just read to us reminds us of how we should live, how Jesus lived, Jesus who turned his back on everything he was entitled to, everything he had to be human. He wasn't even born in a mansion or a castle, but a dirty stable surrounded by animals. Almighty God became a helpless human baby needing to be fed and changed like any other child. He chose to be poor for our sake. He was so poor, he had to borrow a place to be born, a boat to preach from, a place to sleep, a donkey to ride on, an upper room to have the Last Supper in, and even a tomb to be buried in. Jesus went as low as it is possible to go. No matter what you go through, no matter how low you may get, no matter how low you might feel today, you can never sink so far that Jesus cannot understand, because he's been there. He can identify with you in any situation, poverty, loneliness, homelessness, rejection, you name it. And this is our God. The God who loves us so much that he would do that. And this is what it means to be part of the family of God. We try to be more like him. We put others first. We put God first. This is the family that Jack and that Millie are now part of. A family who look out for one another, who try to put other people before themselves, and who try to focus on God. We don't always manage it. We get it wrong sometimes, because it's not very easy. And that's why the parents and the godparents, and actually all of us, made promises to support Jack and to support Millie as they grow in faith. We support and encourage one another. So whenever we're finding life difficult, or we're unsure what to do, or we've got a difficult choice to make, whenever we come to one of those Proud Dude, Humble Dude moments, we need to stop and think, how do I want to live this out? And it's at these moments we look to Jesus and we think, what would he have done in my place? How would he have acted? If you do that, you're not going to go far wrong. See, as he's done so often when teaching us how to live our lives, Paul has pointed us to God. God who created us and who loves us so much, he's invited us to be part of his family. God who loves us so much that he would let Jesus be killed on a cross to defeat death for us. God who loves us so much that he gives us his Holy Spirit to guide us and to strengthen us. What an amazing God we have. Is it any surprise that we want to live lives that honour him? Let's pray. Father God, we ask that you will save us from pride, that you will show us how to be humble, that you will help us to live lives that put you first and put other people first. And we ask that as we live, our lives will be lived to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.